So this morning, folks, I was sitting there having my coffee watching MSNBC, as is often the case. And Stephanie Roll was on, and she was saying that, hey, wait, I'm going to have Bernie Sanders on. So I was kind of looking forward to the segment. But I was a little disappointed, though, that she actually sort of, I felt it was sort of like an ambush of Bernie Sanders that she did. Stephanie Roll tried to do an ambush of Bernie Sanders, and I didn't think that was very fair. Have a listen to this clip. It is about a minute, almost 2 minutes long, but it's well worth it.
Other senators, and I think we can have virtually all of the United States Democratic senators on board. The question now is whether or not Mitch McConnell is going to turn his back, as your report just indicated, on the incredible suffering that the American people, the working people, are now experiencing. Unemployment high. We have a record level of hunger in America. Millions of people are facing evictions. This is an emergency. Congress has got to respond aggressively to help working families. You know, Stephanie, I always get a kick. Here in Washington, when we go to war, there's endless amounts of money. Tax breaks for billionaires, endless amounts of money. Corporate welfare, endless amounts of money. When children are going hungry in America today, suddenly we don't have enough money. That's crap. That's wrong. And if we have got to stay here throughout Christmas, which is the last thing in the world that I would want to do, we are going to stay here because we are going to make sure that struggling working families in this country get the help they desperately need.
Senator, I'm not agreeing with you fundamentally, but I want to talk to you practically. You've been the lead sponsor of 422 bills during your 30 years in Congress, but only 7 of them have become law. Given that record and how dire things are, as you just laid out, do you need to find another lane or take a different approach here?
I don't think that's the issue, Stephanie. I mean, you can ask me how many other senators have passed significant legislation in recent years. Question is, you could name post offices and so forth and so on. Some of the legislation that I've worked on, the veterans bill, for example, has been very significant in passing. But the issue right now is the United States Congress going to stand up for working people or not?
I disagree with you fundamentally. I don't quite understand where she's coming from on that. How can you disagree with what he just said? We've got COVID that's obviously reaching new levels. We've got unemployment benefits that are going to be expiring on December 26th. Yeah, right after the day after Christmas. And we've got people that are on deferral programs for their mortgages. If they started back in March of last year, those are going to be expiring, you know, coming up. We've got food lines where people are waiting hours to get food, lines that stretch for miles. This is like the stuff that you see in a third world country, and she fundamentally disagrees. Like I said, I'm not believing it, folks. Americans right now, one thing they need is they need support that's going to encompass a whole range of things. They need support that's going to help them with food costs. They need support that's going to extend the unemployment benefits. And not only extend it, but they need to add in, before it was $600, they need to do something above what some of these states add in. Some of these states are so abysmally terrible at what you can get. I think in Florida, if I'm not mistaken, the highest rate that you can get is $275 a week, or it's something absolutely asinine. Yeah, you'd expect that from Florida with Governor Ron DeSantis, and then before that, Governor Rick Scott. I mean, it's some of these states, what you get in unemployment, I don't know what you would do with it, to be honest. I don't know how they pay their rent. I don't know how they'd pay their electric. I mean, it's a crisis. It's an absolute crisis. So yes, you do need to add something onto it to make up for the fact that unemployment benefits are just not going to do anything more than add to the misery. If it's not enough to do what you needed to do in terms of substantially paying your mortgage or paying the mortgage and getting food, there's a problem with that, and they need to add in something. Whether it's the full 600, I'm not exactly sure where this is going to end up, but it's got to be better than 300, and Obviously, better than 600 would be nice, but it's got to be somewhere in that range. So they need the add-on. But folks, the other thing that kind of struck me as strange with all of this is, you know, why is America reinventing the wheel when it comes to doing this? You know, we act in a bubble, and we kind of forget that other countries are going through the same thing. So I thought, why don't we look out there and see what these other countries are doing? Well, there's a clip here that I want to play that's also from MSNBC, and this is a CNBC policy editor. His name is Benji Sarlin. Have a listen to this.
Germany, for example, they've added new supports for businesses who are facing lockdowns and restrictions so that they can help deal with fixed costs like rent and utilities. In Canada, they just announced a new budget with a whole host of new relief.
So isn't that amazing? Germany has added new supports for business that face lockdowns. I mean, how much sense does that make? So if we're telling you that you have to lock your restaurant down, if we're telling you that you can't serve at the bar, the whole thing's got to be shut down. If we're telling you that whatever other business that you have is got to be at 25% capacity, why don't we support the fact that we're telling them to close it down? I mean, doesn't that make sense? I don't know where they just get lost in the weeds, our legislators. And, you know, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. They obviously mean well. Nancy Pelosi has pulled hard for a lot of this stuff. And quite frankly, the $600 add-on that was in the last CARES package, if it wasn't for Nancy Pelosi overwhelming Steve Mnuchin, totally overwhelming him and getting what she wanted through tough negotiating, we wouldn't have had that $600 add-on. He caved. But folks, I mean, why do we have to reinvent the wheel? I know, let's just give the benefit of the doubt to these legislators. Why do they get lost in the weeds with some of this stuff? Look at Germany. Canada's doing a lot. Why don't we look at what's working elsewhere for a change and maybe do some of that here? I'm going to bring up an article. This is from Deutsche Welle out of Germany, and it just tells you in a little bit more detail what German Chancellor Angela Merkel is doing. And in this article, it says that German Chancellor Angela Merkel promised an additional 10 billion euros, which is $11.6 billion, in support for affected businesses. Firms with up to 50 workers and the self-employed too, they can have up to 75% of their previous year's November turnover reimbursed by the government. So they're looking at what you did last November, and they're going to give you 75% of that to help you get through the time when they're telling you, you got to close down. My God, why can't we do that here? What's wrong with us? And then the other thing that's going to shock and amaze you is in her weekly video podcast over the weekend, she vowed that the aid would be distributed quickly and in an unbureaucratic way. What? You're kidding me. That can't be right. Quickly and without a lot of bureaucratic crap thrown in there that we always have to deal with. So folks, the longer we wait, and I'm preaching to the choir here, but the longer we wait in getting something done for Americans, the more businesses that are going to shut down. If we wait a month, the natural effect of that on the economy is going to be amplified. It's going to take us 3 months longer, maybe more, to fix it on the other end. So the longer we wait in doing something, the more amplified it is on the back end. So we have to act decisively right now, even though we're all going to be getting vaccinated shortly, Lord willing. The effects of the economy are going to be amplified if we don't do anything. So if you take a month or two or three here, it's going to be 6 months that it's going to take longer, if at all, to come back on the back end. And that's the kind of thing that's going to really bite us in the ass if we don't start acting on this stuff right away. So I'd recommend if you can get on the phone, email your legislators, tell them something's got to happen with this, like Bernie Sanders is trying to do and trying to get other senators on board and getting something done, because we need it.
Thanks for listening to the Rest of Culture podcast. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, and Pandora too.